God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to nourish us. God's word to strengthen our walk of life here in the world as Christ's redeemed children. It's from the epistle lesson. And I want to concentrate on a few things here in the epistle lesson, Paul's letter to the Roman church, because he centers in on something that is really important in the first few verses of chapter 12. He says, I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, and that by testing you may discern what the will of God is, what is good and acceptable and perfect. So far, God's word for our consideration this morning. I want you to think about your life, and I want you to think about company coming. Company is coming. Company is coming. What am I going to do? Gosh, I got to start here. Well, I got to clean this room, and I got to clean that room. I got to make sure the bed is made in the spare bedroom. I got to make sure that all the guest towels have been washed and folded and put on that bed so neatly. I got to take all those papers off the table. Oh gosh, I got lots of papers there. Papers that have I was supposed to take care of months ago. I got to take them. I got to stash them someplace. Oh, I know where I can stash them. I can put them on my roll-top desk and break the top down. Nobody will see. Company is coming. Company is coming. Company is coming. Oh, I got to make a meal list. I got to prepare meals. What am I going to do? I'll get a grocery list. And then I'll put down those things on the grocery list. But then when I go to the grocery store and go home, I have twice as much as what was told to me to put on that list. Company is coming. Company is coming. Company is coming. Now I want you to use, instead of company, I want you to use Christ. Christ is coming. Christ is coming. Christ is coming. I want you to put your life in that mode. I want you to think about Jesus. And I want you to think about how Jesus is going to find you. The Apostle Paul writes to the Romans, the Roman church, do not be conformed by this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. How does your mind renew? Paul is talking to us. He's talking to us about being those servants of Christ. Those servants who have been renewed in Jesus Christ, who have been brought into his kingdom and God's kingdom by holy baptism. He's talking to us, his servants, who have come up to the communion ring and received Christ's body and blood, given and shed for us, for the remission of our sins, for the building up and encouraging of our faith. Paul is writing to those servants in Rome, as he's writing to you and me, as servants who live here in the world. Now, oh my goodness, this world is suffering. This world is in turmoil. This world is confused. People are turning away from God. People are turning away from Christ. People are turning away from God's word. Because all that spells out is your sin. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Yes, we hear about that. We hear about how sinful we are. We hear about how we turned away from God. And yet, God sends us a word of forgiveness, that we are forgiven, that we are blessed with that forgiveness in Jesus Christ, who took away our sin on the cross, who also renews us in our mind and our life. Christ is coming. Christ is coming. Are we prepared? Are we prepared as those servants of God who are renewed by daily remembrance of our baptism? Has anyone stopped to remember their baptism? As we continue to grow older, those remembrances, those pictures, they kind of get blurred. I remember seeing a picture of me, and in the Episcopal Church, they called it christening. And I was christened, and I was in the arms of my godparents, my sponsors, as we in the Lutheran Church call them, but my godparents, and tried to picture Bob and Shirley as they're standing holding me. But do I remember my baptism? I'm not sure I do. Unless I'm reading my devotion in the morning, do I remember what God has done for me and what he continues to do for me as he lifts me up in this world and encourages me as his servant. It's interesting also in the Greek, when you read the word servant, or you read the word slave, it's the same word, it's doulos. And doulos has that dual meaning of servant or slave. We're the slaves of Christ. Does that make more sense than servants? We're servants here in the world of Jesus Christ to spread his word, to spread his peace, to spread his joy in the lives of everyone we come in contact with. And you see, you come in contact with more people in a given day, in a given week, than I do. I shelter myself pretty much at home. Going over my devotion, reading, and doing those other tasks that I need to do or that are on my to-do list. And it's that to-do list starts growing longer and longer and longer since we've decided to move. We decided to buy a two-bedroom, two-bath house, so my list is a little longer than it should be. But am I a servant of Christ or am I a slave of Christ? Jesus asked that we spread his word, that we live by those words that he gives to us. He said to his disciples in the upper room, by love, by my love, people will know that you are disciples of mine. That's interesting. By his love. You know, we're empowered. We're empowered as living disciples, living slaves, to share Christ with those we come in contact with. Those people that we come in contact with. It's interesting, too, that Bethany in Lake City, they had their block party, as they call it now, what used to be a hog roast. But they come in contact with more and more people from the town who come to feast on the food that they provide, and also to hear some music. And they heard some music last night from a neighbor of ours. But it's interesting how people can gather with food and forget about the church. Christ is coming. Christ is coming. Christ has already come into our hearts and lives by the Holy Spirit. The Spirit who calls us, who gathers us together, who embraces us and gives us the words to speak. Martin Luther said, I cannot by my own self confess Jesus as Lord except by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit in our lives. And the Spirit comes to use us as doulos, servants or slaves of Christ. Because we're empowered. We're empowered to be in that kingdom. We're empowered to be Christ's disciples. We're empowered to live as doulos, servant or slave. In Christ's holy name, amen. Now may the